This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. An enthusiastic crowd in Florida heard President Trump announce his run for re-election. Some pro-life advocates unsure of Mr. Trump's pro-life campaign talk now say from restoring the Mexico City policy, banning U.S. foreign involvement in abortion funding, to defunding abortion providers and abortion specimen researchers, his work in the White House has built upon pro-life campaign pledges. Joe Biden's flip-flop now leaves him supporting full federal funding of abortion and leaves not one presidential candidate from his party to restrict any support or funding for unlimited abortion. And presidential hopeful Kamala Harris says it's the story of the Good Samaritan that motivates her politics. She may recall that as the story where the social outcast pays an innkeeper silver coins for someone's abortion, but that's not actually how the story goes. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, abortion-funded research shows nearly 500 pro-life laws over the last 10 years are protecting babies from abortion. China's forced and coerced abortion policy, according to Pew Research Assessment of UN data, translates into 400 million fewer Chinese by 2100. Pew also says U.S. also faces staggering depopulation numbers. Only sub-Saharan Africa shows growing population. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.